Mike, how are you?
Well, good morning. I guess I'm live at Memorex.
Yes, you are. August 2nd, is the world going to come to an end?
Well, not necessarily to an end. As you heard in the report, August 2nd is a kind of a guesstimate by the Treasury Department. They've been moving money around so that they could extend the period in which Congress could try to work on a deadline. And late Friday, they sent out a press release saying that they had exercised the last option that they had for moving money around to keep paying the interest on the debt, making other payments, and not default. Now, there may be some wiggle room. Ben Bernanke testified last week saying, yeah, the government could do things to pay, you know, some of its bills for a time. But what the government is saying is that August 2nd is about as good an estimate as you can get. So it may not be a hard line, a tripwire, or a brick wall, but they're saying it's very close to that. Now, there are those on the other side, though, that are arguing, no, that the government only needs to pay certain essential bills, for instance, the interest on the debt, that there'll be enough revenue coming in, 60 cents on every dollar that's spent, that they can continue to limp along, but have to make serious cuts. And that's where some Republicans see the magic in this, and that is that this force cuts that they might not be able to get otherwise.
And who's going to get paid and who isn't? I would imagine Social Security, other important issues like that in the military. But when it comes down to breaking down the rest of it, that should be a nice wrestling match.
That's right. The White House, the president himself, in fact, signaled that it's possible Social Security recipients might not get paid. And the administration certainly could make that decision if they wanted to. There have been others, including New York Democrat Chuck Schumer, who said that they would probably be among the first that would be paid out of incoming revenue, but that other areas would certainly be cut. You know, everything from, you know, perhaps some military spending to disability checks, maybe veterans benefits. It's hard to say. Nobody knows. Now, the Treasury Department had reportedly been working on contingencies, but for obvious reasons, the administration doesn't want to tip its hands as to who it would pay and who it wouldn't, because, of course, that has a lot of big political liabilities to it.
Tomorrow, Mark's feature will be what exactly is the default. Enjoy your day. We'll talk with you tomorrow morning, Mike.
All right. Always a pleasure, Tony.